Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf. We left off in Daf Tzadi Tesem and Beis. We had just read the Mishnah on Tzadi Tesem and Beis, and we were about to start the Gemara. So it says the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yossi, we were discussing how the Lechem Apanim was switched over from one week to the next. So the Tanakhama said that you literally need, as the Kohanim who were pulling off last week's Lechem Apanim were pulling it off, the Kohanim putting on this week's Lechem Apanim were putting on Mamish at the same time, so that the Shulchan never went even a single moment without the Lechem Apanim on it. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Silik Esi Yishana Shachris, Vesidur Sachadash Arvis, In Bekach Klum. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, even if in the morning you removed last week's Lechem Apanim, and later on in the afternoon you were putting on this week's Lechem Apanim, that's totally fine as well. You don't have to do it instantaneously. Elamani Mekayim Lefanai Tamid. What do we do with the Pasuk then that says Lefanai Tamid? It sounds like Lechem Apanim has to be constantly, without any break, always in front, always on the shulchan. So how does Rabbi Yossi darshan that pasuk? How does he understand that pasuk? So says Gemara. Excuse me. Shelo yalin shulchan belo lechem means that the shulchan can't go overnight without lechem. That's what the fanai tamid means. Just that the shulchan shouldn't go overnight without lechem. Now there is a Gemara Masech Chagiga on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph that said Keitzad ma'avirin al taharas hazara matbilin es hakelim shoyim b'migdash rom lahem hizaru shelo tigu b'shulchan, that they would be matbil all the kelim that were in the mikdash, but they would always say, be careful. They would always say to people who the amei aretz, be careful not to touch the shulchan. And the Gemara explains, because the shulchan says tamid, by the shulchan it says tamid, and if you would be mitamid the shulchan, you would have to then take it to be matbil, and you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of tamid that it says by the shulchan. So says the Gemara in Chagiga, that's the big concern. Shulchan better not become tamay, because if it ever becomes tamid, you have to actually tovel it, it's going to ruin the tamid element. So the Achronim point out, the Sri Deish and the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei points out that Lechora, according to Rabbi Yossi, Tamid doesn't mean Mamish, that it always has to be Tamid, always has to be there. Even if you're Masalik, the Yishana Shachris, Sidur Sachadasha Arvist, no problem. So it should be Efshert, it should be possible to be Matbil the Shulchan. So is the Gemara and Chagiga necessarily going against Rabbi Yossi? So in the Tshuvas of the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Moser, Chelik Beis, Memtes, Oz Gimel, he writes that even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not possible to be Masada the Lechem on Matsoy Shabbos. That which he says, that you're Masada the Chadasha Arvis, that you do it in the evening, he means Bein Arbayim, he means late in the afternoon. So therefore, if the Shulchan became Tamei, it doesn't only need Tevila, it also needs Harav Shemesh. It also needs to wait till sundown. And that would be an impossibility, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says there could be some moments where the Shulchan goes without the Lechem Apanim. So good, during those moments you could go and tovel it, but the problem is that it's not actually going to be ready for use again until it has Harav Shemesh. By the time it has Harav Shemesh, then even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's too late. You have violated the problem of Tamid, that it went with Lina by having some of the night go by without the Lechem Apanim there. Amar Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami just comments, what do you see from Rabbi Yossi, that he holds Tamid doesn't really mean Tamid? A little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, that's good enough, that's Tamid. So Midvarav Shel Rabbi Yossi Nilmod, Afil Lo Shana Adam El Perek Echad Shachris, Perek So it sounds from Rabbi Yossi, totally different halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that even if a person just learns a little bit in the morning and a little bit in the evening, he has fulfilled the requirement of Lo Yomish Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, that the Torah should never be removed from his mouth, because that's considered constant. A little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening is good enough to be considered constant. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Afilu Lo Kara Adam Ela Kriya Shema Shachris Va'Arvis, Kiyim Lo Yamush, that even if you only said Kriyashma in the morning and the evening, says Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you have fulfilled Lo Yamush. V'davar zeh, but you better not say something like this in front of an Amah Aretz. He's going to take unfair advantage. He's going to say, why should I bother learning? Or the way Rashi says it, he's going to say, why should I bother having my children learn? Because if after all they need to do is say Kriya Shema Shachris Va'Arvis, so let them go and do other things the entire day. Why should I have them learning Torah if they just have them say Kriya Shema Shachris Va'Arvis? So you don't want to give Amah Aretz any ideas. V'Rava Amar Mitzvah Lomar B'fnei Amei Aretz. Rava says, no, Adraba, you should dafka say this in front of an Amei Aretz. Let the Amei Aretz hear this. Why? What's the Svara? So Rashi says, Mitzvah Lomar D'savr Mishum Kriyashma Notel Schar Gadol Kazeh Ki Oz Tatzliach Estarkecha Im Hayose Kol Hayom Kol Shkech Escharo Gadol Margulis Banav Talmud Torah. That he's going to make a simple cheshbon. He's going to say, wow, you get such great schar for just having Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. Can you imagine what the schar is for learning all day? So all the more so he's going to want to teach his children to learn Torah all day, because he's going to think about the amazing schar that must be involved in teaching a child to learn Torah all day. Lishna achrina, savri hanach rabbana demasi patrin of shayi b'kriyashma v'yasvi kuliyama yoma v'garsi shmamina schar gadol yesh. That the Am Haaretz is going to think to himself, these rabbis could have gotten away with just doing kriyashma shachris v'arvis, and yet they chose on their own to sit and learn all day. Why are they doing that? They must be onto something. There must be some secret about the greatness of Talmud Torah. It must be worth it. And that's the cheshbon they're going to make. It must be so great that it's worth spending the whole day doing, even though you can get away with the bare minimum. And this is very important about an attitude toward Talmud Torah, that they're going to discover that our attitude toward Talmud Torah is not a minimalist attitude. We're not looking for what we can get away with doing, how we can manage to do as little as we possibly can, just to be young. Talmud Torah is an opportunity. Talmud Torah is something to be excited about. It's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, the Ramban says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like reading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's autobiography. It's the way to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's something that's so much more special than that. It's not that we have a maximalist attitude toward Talmud Torah. Every chance we get, we want to learn more. And the Amei Aretz are going to get that idea when they realize that the Chiyuv is just Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. And still, we go so much further to do more than that. But even so, it's a difficult Gemara to understand. The Chiv is really just Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. That's the whole Chiv of Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Mesachas Sota says, Amar B'yochel Mishum Rav Shimon Echai, Amar L'makadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem El Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis, Iyatem Nimsarim B'Yadam. That all you need to do for the bare minimum Kiyum, the Gemara in Sota sounds like it says in Daf Mem Beis, is just to fulfill Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. So all the Achronim raise the obvious question. There is another Gemara, a more famous Gemara probably, in Maseches Brachos and Daflam and Hayam and Beis. The Gemara in Brachos says, Tan Rabbanan, the Asafta de Ganecha, Matam Alomar, when the Pasuk says that you should gather your grains, what's the Pasuk teaching me? Lefi Shenemar lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, because there's another Pasuk that says that you have to learn constantly. So Yachol Dvarim Kiksava, and I might think you have to learn literally constantly and you can never stop for anything, even to go to work. Lomar via Safta de Ganecha, and Hegbehen Minag Derecharet, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you got to work a little bit also. You can't only learn constantly. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Efshar Adam Choyish Pshas Charisha, Vizorei Pshas Ria, Vakotz Pshas Ksir, Vidash Pshas Disha, Vizorei Pshas Ruach, Torah Mate Elea. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no, it can't be. If you go to work all the time, when are you going to learn? There's always a chance to work a few more hours. So when are you going to learn? El Bizman Shisrael also Ritzon Shal Mako, Malach Lenasle Deacherim, when the Jews are doing the right thing, other people will end up doing our work for us. When we're not Osin Ritzon Shel Makom, that's a curse via Safta de Ganecha. When we're not Osin Ritzon Shel Makom, then we're going to have to gather our own grain. So notice who the Bali Plukta are over there. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai over there says, really, we should be learning constantly all the time. And over here in our Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's Rabbi Yochai Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who says, Kriyashma Shachris Arv is good enough. Rabbi Shmuel in Brachos Laman Hamid Bey says that no, you got to work. You can't spend all your time learning. Look at the next line of our Gemara. Shal Dama Ben Achoso. Shall Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, Dama, asked Rabbi Shmuel, Kigona Nisha Lamanti Kalatarukula, Ma'lumal Chachmas Yavanis. Someone like me, who's already learned Kalatarukula. So can I go learn Chachmas Yavanis? What exactly Chachmas Yavanis is a little bit of a discussion. Rashi assumes that it's some sort of language that royalty knew, some sort of mode of communication. Not language, but some sort of mode of communication that was known by royalty. So So can I study Chachmas Yevanis? So Karalov Amikra Azeh Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zemi Picha VeGisa BeYomim VeLaila. He says, wait a second, what do you mean? Go study Chachmas Yevanis. The Torah said, the pasuk says that you should never remove this the Torah from your mouth. You have to be involved in it day and night. It's VeGisa BeYomim VeLaila. So yeah, you want to learn Chachmas Yevanis? Here's what you got to do. Sayu B'Dok Shah Sheinu Lomina Yom VeLomina Laila VeLomon BeChachmas Yevanis. Go find a time that's neither day nor night, and during that time you can go and you can learn Chachmas Yevanis. So that's Rabbi Shmuel, the same Rabbi Shmuel who in Brachos tells us, "V'yasafta deganecha." You got to be reasonable. You got to work for a living. You have to make sure that that you gather the grains and do all the work in the field. Is the Rabbi Shmuel who told his own nephew, "No, you can never learn anything but you can never learn Chachmas Yevanis. You can never learn anything but Torah. There's never a moment that's not day or night that's open for other learning." So that's the major kasha that all the Achronim ask. So there are lots of different terutzim. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Yerodeh Chelik Dalin, Simen Lamed Vav, writes that the Gemara Menachos is speaking about the chiyuv limud Torah for everybody, for the masses. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is no chilik, and every person has to be mekayim that which it says Loyom Shesefer Torah v'gisa b'yom v'layla. But a person who holds that but Rabbi Shmuel also holds that in order to do work to be able to support yourself and to support your family, so then everybody has to go and work and be able to support their family. It can't be some holidays. Dam ben Asina wasn't asking, can I go work? He was asking, and not Dam ben Asina, Dam Rabbi Shmuel's nephew wasn't asking, can I go work? He was asking, can I go just study other things? I'm in the mood to study other things. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. No, that's not a heter to stop learning. Working, that's a heter to stop learning. Putting food on the table, that's a heter to stop learning. But stam to study Chachmas Yevanis because it interests you, that's not a heter to stop learning. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Shimon Yechai holds that there's a chilik between different types of people. The kiyum mitzvah of limud Torah is for stam people. Rabbi Shimon Yechai would say is kriyas shma shachus v'arvis. But for the rabbanon v'talmidehun, but for rabbis and talmidei chachamim, then it's dvarim kiksavan kol hayom. You have to do it all day long, and you shouldn't do melacha at all. And they're allowed to be somech al anes that the melacha will be nasis al yidei acherim va'amdu zarmu ruutzonchem. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita, that a normal, regular person, so that they could be Mekayim in the mitzvah with a little bit of morning, a little bit at night, perhaps even Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema at night. But Talmidei Chachamim aren't going to become Talmidei Chachamim they're certainly not going to stay Talmidei Chachamim by learning a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, so they need to be committed on a full-time basis. That's how Rav Moshe understands the Shitos of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. There are a lot of other answers out there, but we got a hold off to do. So it says in our plegat Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, this is against Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. This pasuk is not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah v'gisa b'yom v'layla, it's a bracha v'gisa b'yom v'layla. This is the most powerful statement, I think. It's more, the least famous statement of this whole bottom half of the Yom, but probably the most powerful. Baruch Hu saw how much Yoshua loved Torah. That Yoshua b'nun was a nar who served Moshe and never left the ohel. He was always in the Beis Medrash. He was a masmid. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshua, kol kach chavivin alecha divrei Torah. You love Torah so much. Lo yomish sefer HaTorah zemi picha. My bracha to you is that with all your communal responsibilities, with leading the Jewish people, with everything that I'm going to ask of you, you should always have the opportunity and the chance to learn Torah. You should never feel that you're divorced from Torah. You should always be able to learn Torah. So it's a bracha. Meaning again, that highlights the point that we were saying before, that even we have a maximalist attitude toward Talmud Torah, even though there may be a way to get away, bare minimum, I could do that. No, but the point is, it's the greatest bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that you have the opportunity to learn Torah. That's the bracha. But it's interesting, he calls him a nar. He was already, he was definitely an adult. By the time he led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he was past his 100th birthday. So we're dealing with someone who's certainly an adult. So anyway, that's a very nar very often doesn't mean young person in terms of age. It very often refers to an attitude, someone who has an exuberance. And that's certainly what the Gemara is trying to highlight over here. That's what Yosef was nar. nar. What does it mean that the Torah calls him a nar? It means that he was very, very excited about his dreams. He had this grand vision. It's just a certain youthful exuberance. And that's exactly what the Gemara is trying to highlight, that Yeshua loved Torah so much, that was the narus, that he had this tremendous excitement about Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him a bracha, that he should always be able to realize that excitement. Now, you do see this idea of Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, that Kriya Shema is, on some level, a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The fact that it says not only Perek Echad, but Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema is also a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's an interesting discussion, the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Eshel Avram and Kuf Lamed Hei. So in Kuf Lamed Hei, in the Eshel Avram section of the Prima Gadim, he asks on the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, by the Dora Midbar, Vayelchu Shloshes Yom Ba Midbar V'lo Matzu Mayim, that they went 3 days in the Midbar, they couldn't find water. Dorshi Rishumos Amru Ein Mayim Ela Torah. What does it mean? They didn't have water. They didn't have Torah. Shnemar called Sama Luchul Mayim. Kivin Shalchu Shlosh Yom Below Torah Nilu. So they were falling apart without the Torah. Amdu Nevim Shebeneim V'Tiknu Lehem Shiukorim B'Shabbos Mafsikin Be'Echad B'Shabbos V'Korim B'Sheni Mafsikin Shlishi Revi V'Korim B'Chamishi U'Mafsikin Erev Shabbos Kedei Shelo Yalinu Gimel Yom Below Torah. So made a takana that we read Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Monday and Thursday, so that we'll never go 3 days without Torah. So, Fractal Prima Gadim, they say Kriya Shema every day. So, aren't they not going 3 days without Torah anyway? Meaning, is Kriya Shema a Din of Talmud Torah? Is it not a Din of Talmud Torah? According to the Aruch Gemara, it sounds like it's a Din of Talmud Torah. So, what do you mean there were 3 days without Torah? Prima Gadim also points out, we don't make a Birchsa Mitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And he says, because it could be that it's included in the Birchsa Torah, if Kriya Shema is really a Din of Talmud Torah. But how do you understand that Gemara, that they went 3 days without Torah? So, you need to say is that, yeah, Kriya Shema is Torah, but it may not be Talmud Torah. Meaning, Kriya Shema may be Torah on some level, but it's not it's certainly Chafza Shel Torah, to use the terminology of the Brisker Rav. It's certainly Psukim from the Torah, but it may not be the kind of Talmud Torah that we need to keep us going, because we read it Derech Kriya, we don't read it Derech Limud. So the kind of Talmud Torah that we need to keep us going is the intellectual endeavor of Talmud Torah, not just reading the words. So, says Gemara further, Talmud Torah Rav Shmuel, Divrei Torah lo yu'alech chova. You shouldn't view the Divrei Torah as a chova. But you can't exempt yourself from Divrei Torah either. What does it mean it shouldn't be a chova? So Tosus quotes 3 days. First he quotes Rashi, that like a person that has a chov, who just hopes to finally pay it off so that he could exempt himself from the chov. So a person shouldn't say, Eshna perik echad ve'efter shi'ata rashi lifter asatzma chamehen. That a person shouldn't say, oh, let me just get the learning out of the way already so that I won't have to learn anymore today. No, you're never exempt from Talmud Torah. So that's one pshat, that's Rashi's pshat. Second Tosfos says, lo yu alecha chovish lo tasok ela behen vi'ata rashi lifter atzma chamehen shlo tasok ben klal eli yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Meaning, don't think that it's a chiyuv, that's the only thing that you have to do. Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz, you need to go in a living also. That's what it means, it shouldn't be a chovah to you. It shouldn't be the only thing in your life. Inami, lo yu alecha chov lilmud kol haTorah, that it's not your job to learn kol haTorah. Kidnam sech savos lo alecha malach ligmar v'lata ben choron libatel, that it's not our job to make sure that we finish the whole thing. At the same time, we can't stop trying to finish the whole thing. So that's the juxtaposition, that it's not a chova, but also yetarashi liftarat chamehen. You can never exempt yourself from it. So it's the dual attitude of, at the one time, on the one hand, trying to finish everything, and trying to say, I don't want to exempt myself, I'm going to keep on going until I get more and more and more, but at the same time not being dejected when you realize that you haven't accomplished nearly as much as you want to accomplish, and you think to yourself, okay, now 7.5 years I've done Shas, what's going to be with Shulchan Aruch, and what's going to be with Yerushalmi, and it's just so massive, you don't want to get dejected, you don't want to start feeling that you're never going to be able to do it. So that's what it means, that you shouldn't view it as a chova, lo alecha malacha ligmar, but you can never pater atzmecha, you always have to keep going, you also have to be learning more. Amr Chizkiah, my dechsev va'afis siskel mipitza rachav lo mutzak tachteha. What's the pasuk talking about? Bo re'ei shalok mitzkarch baruch midas pasuk v'dam. That the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu works is not the way that man works. Midas pasuk v'dam adam esas chaver midarchi chayim midarchi misa. The way man works is that a person, when he's maces his friend, he leads him off from the darchi chayim toward the darchi misa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu maces adam midarchi misa l'darchi chayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu works in the reverse. He's maces people from the darchi misa to Darkei Chaim. Shenemar va'af hisiska mipitzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be maces you from the mouth of the narrow. What does that mean? Migehenim, from Gehenim, shepiatzar, shahashon atzavur besocha. The mouth of Gehenim is very narrow. It's very wide underneath because there's got to be a lot of room for a lot of people. But it's very narrow at the top so the smoke won't escape. So that's the idea of Gehenim is piatzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rescue us from the doorway of Gehenim. V'shem etomer k'shem shepiatzar kach kula tzara. Maybe you'll say that the whole Gehenim is very narrow, not just the mouth of Gehenim. Tamalomer hemek hirchiv. No, when it goes deep, it gets really wide. V'shem etomer lemelech lo huchana. Maybe you'll say, well, Gehenim isn't there for a melech. What does that mean? Says Rashi, l'talmud shepirish min haTorah lo huchana Gehenim shlo yenidon ba. That Gehenim is not there for someone who used to learn. As long as the guy used to learn, that's good enough. Talmud shepirish min haTorah, you might think he's not destined for Gehenim. Tamalomer gamhi lemelech huchan. That's also someone that's destined for Gehenim. V'shem etomer ein ba etzim. Maybe you're going to say there are no etzim. Tamalomer madurasa esh ve'etzim harbe. That the fire has constant firewood. There's always more. There's always an endless supply of firewood in the fires of Gehenim. V'shem etomer zehu schara. Maybe you're going to say that the great schar of Talmud Torah is simply that there's no Gehenim, that you don't go to Gehenim, but there's no inherent schar for Talmud Torah itself. So tamalomer v'nacha shulchan chamelo deshen. That your shulchan is going to be full of all the good things. So the schar is not just a staying away from Gehenim. The schar of Talmud Torah is that there's plenty of positive in Talmud Torah as well. Chal Yom HaKippurim Lios B'Shabbos. So then the mission discussed what happens when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos and on Erev Shabbos, and we discussed the case where they didn't have the ability to cook the karban. So what did they do? So we mentioned the idea that these Bavliim would eat it kishu chai because they're daitan yafet. They were used to eating raw things, so they would eat the meat uncooked. So Amar Rabbi Baruchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo Bavliim heim ela Alexandriim heim. We said it's the Bavliim who did this. It wasn't really the Bavliim. It was Alexandriim, the people from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria. When we talk shesonin es Bavliim koronosam al shem Bavliim, but because the rabbis really hate the Bavliim, so we just call the people who do such a disgusting thing by eating raw meat, we refer to them as Bavliim. Tani nami yachir Rabbi Yosi Amar lo Bavliim heim ela Alexandriim heim talk shesonin es Bavliim koronosam al shem Bavliim. So we have a brisa beferish like that. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says taduach dait. Oh, thank God. Thank God you're not referring to the actual Bavliim, because I'm from Bavel, so I was getting all nervous that the Bavliim are such disgusting people. I'm much happier to hear that it was the Alexandrium and not the Bavliim. So wait a second. We were talking about people who had this Mesiris Nefesh to go and eat the meat raw because the Halacha didn't allow them to cook it, and they wanted to eat it at the right time. So why is that such a terrible thing? They were saying, look, these terrible people, look what they do. They eat raw meat. So Tosfos points out, that which we're mentioning, that it's a negative thing that they ate these raw goats. Well, after all, they were doing a mitzvah. They didn't want the carbon to become nosar. The point is that why were they able to do this? They were able to do this because they were in the habit of doing this. And eating raw meat in general is not a good habit. It shows what kind of gluttonous people that they were, that they would eat anything, and they got used to the idea of eating raw meat. So that's even though in a chinami at this juncture it was actually a good thing, and they were using this talent that they had for a mitzvah, but it doesn't speak well of them overall, and that's why it's considered to be a gnai that they eat this meat. That's how Tosfos understands. Now it's interesting. Tosfos writes that they were doing a great mitzvah. What mitzvah were they doing? So I would have said they're doing the mitzvah of achilas kachim, the reading kachim. Isn't that a great mitzvah? What does Tosfos say? Shlo yavo lidei nosar. They're doing the mitzvah of making sure that this doesn't become nosar, that the food doesn't become nosar. So why does he say that? Why not say the mitzvah of achilas kachim? So the Rashash points out that they're not being mekayim a mitzvah sachila when you eat raw meat, because that's not the derech achila. When you eat something that's not the derech achila, it's not called an achila. So there are tzvei dinim in achilas kachim. There's a din of achila, and then there's a din of making sure the carbon is gone, that it's all in your stomach before it has a chance to become nosar. All they were doing was that second din. Now, this seems to be against the Beis Halevi. We've mentioned many times in the past, the Beis Halevi is mechalik between the Karban Pesach and all other Karbanos. When it comes to Karban Pesach, the Beis Halevi says there is a mitzvah sachila, that's why every person has to eat a kezayis, and there's a mitzvah that it should get eaten so that it doesn't become nosar. But when it comes to other Karbanos, Beis Halevi says there's no real mitzvah sachila. The only mitzvah is sheyehei ne'echal, so that it doesn't come to nosar, that it should get consumed so that it doesn't reach the point of nosar. Rosh Hashanah assumes that no, even though we're talking about other karbanos, there is normally a mitzvah that it should get eaten, but it's dafk over here because it's raw meat that it's not being mekayim mitzvah sachila. Basically, we say there's never a mitzvah sachila, even if it is raw meat. It's even if it's cooked meat, there's no mitzvah sachila by another karban. It's just a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal that it should all get eaten up. Okay, says the Mishnah. Vayter about the lechem apanim. Seder es halechem b'shabbos. Let's say you did wrong. You were misadda the lechem on Shabbos, which is the right thing to do, but you put those 2 spoons of lavona after Shabbos on Sunday. And then you were maktir those 2 spoons of lavona on Shabbos. So you were maktir them after being on the shulchan for only 6 days. So lacha is pasul. So it's all pasul. And in chayav na leimishum pikel nosar v'tamei. Anything that's pasul is now no longer subject to the Yisurim of Pigel Nosar Vatame. So Rashi explains, why is it possible? The Mechusas Manu Shlo Hoya Al Shulchan Al Shishi Yamim. The Levona was only on the Shulchan for 6 days. So it's Mechusas Man. V'acha Iyev Shol Sakin V'lomar Yanichenu At Shabbos Haba. You can't be misakin it by just leaving it on for an extra week, and in which case by then it will have been on the Shulchan for a full week. Because the Kibin the Lechem Nistra Kedino B'Shabbos, since the Lechem was put on at the right time on Shabbos, Kitcho Shul. The shulchan was ready mekadesh the lechem v'shuv ein yachal ha'shosan elad Shabbos Rishona, and therefore you can only leave the lechem on until the first Shabbos the mifsal blina, because if you leave it on longer than that, it's going to become pasul blina. So you have no options. Everything is pasul, and therefore because it's pasul, though it's not subject to the yisurim of pigel. If you were makter the levona al manas to eat the lechem chutz l'zmano, it does not become pigel or nosar, that the nosar is not chal on the lechem because it was never roy lachil at all. So the isur nosar is not going to be chal on the lechem. And tame, if you eat that lechem, betumas aguf, you don't get kares, because again, the kedusha was never fully chal on that lechem. Now, the Mikdash David just points out that lechora, anyway, you can't leave. Rashi says, why can't you leave the lechem on for an extra week? Because once it becomes kadosh, by the next week it's going to be pasul belina. Says Mikdash David, anyway, you can't leave the lechem on the shulchan for the next week, because the lechem was nister b'shabbos without the bezichin. You put the lechem on Shabbos without the bezichin, and because the bezichin we said you only put on Sunday, so the lechem should become pasul belina right away, since it was on the shulchan without the kiyum mitzvah sidur. It was on the shulchan without you being mekayim the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be put on the shulchan. So why does Rashi say that the lechem is nifsal belina only the next week? It should be nifsal belina right away because it was put on without the mitzvah sidur. So the Mikdash David says you have to say that the lechem is not nifsal belina even if it was put on without the bezichin until the next week. Now for some reason the psalina only kicks in the next week. But what the Mikdash David fails to do is explain why. If it was put on now without the bezichin, so it was put on wrong, shouldn't it be nifsal belina now? The first night, Motzai Shabbos should already be nifsal belina. Why is it only nifsal belina the following week? So in Biri Adaf, he has a beautiful footnote. He explains that maybe you can answer this based on the Tzafnas Paneach in the din of Sidur Lechem al HaShulchan. The Tzafnas Paneach says that there are 2 dinim in Sidur Lechem al HaShulchan. Number one, there's a din of Karbanos, that you have to be makriv each week a minchas lechem apanim. Lechem apanim is a kind of karban mincha. The 2 bezicha levona that come with the lechem apanim, that's part of the karban mincha. The silika bezichin is the kmitza of the karban mincha. The aktaras bezichin is matir the lechem to be eaten. So on the one hand, it's like a regular karban mincha, and the bezichin are a critical part of that karban mincha, just like the lechem is a critical part of the karban mincha. Then there's a second din though. There's a din of the shulchan that you always need lechem apanim sudar on the shulchan. Aruch on the shulchan tamid, and that kiyum is done even without the bezichin. The lechem could be on the shulchan. You you'd be kind of the mitzvah of the shulchan even without the bezichin. So if that's the case, you could say that the kiyum of the chiyuv lechem upon a mitzvah the shulchan doesn't require the bezichin, and that's why the when you put the lechem alone on the shulchan, even without lavona, it does not become possible lina. It's only on the next week when you already were mekayim the mitzvah of sidur, that's where the psul lina is going to come from. That's a psul in the korban, but a psul in the actual shulchan, that doesn't happen right away. That's how he tries to explain this svara, the Mikdash David, based on the Tzafnas Paneach. Okay, we'll go weiter. Answer some other questions also. Let's go weiter though. Next case in the Mishnah. Sidur salechem es bezichin b'Shabbos. Let's say you put the lechem and the bezichin on the shulchan on Shabbos. V'hikter es bezichin la'achar Shabbos. But you're makter the bezichin on Sunday. So psula, again, that's going to passel the whole carbon. And therefore there's not going to be a chiyuv of pigul noser v'tamei. Third case. Sidur salechem es bezichin la'achar Shabbos. If you put the lechem and the bezichin on the table both late, both on Sunday. So v'hikter es bezichin b'Shabbos, and you're makter the bezichin on Shabbos, psula, that's going to passel. Ketzad yasa, so what should you do? If you put the lechem and the bezichin on late, so what are you supposed to do? So yanichen l'Shabbos haba, shafilu al shulchan yom ram in b'kachlum. What you could do is you could leave it on an extra week. Because even if it's on the shulchan for many days, it's not going to be a problem. Didn't we say there's going to be a psulina? So says Rashi, v'yamut shu'ayim al shulchan dekivin to l'nistar b'Shabbos, Ein shulchan mekadsho ad Shabbos. Since when you first put it on the table, it was already Sunday, the shulchan is not going to be mekadish it. It's not going to be mekadish it till the next week. Good. Once it's mekadish it the next week, that's when the clock starts on the 1 week that it's supposed to be on the shulchan, and therefore it's going to be perfect. Hilchah mifsul belina motzai Shabbos. That's why it's not going to have a psulina on motzai Shabbos. So that's the ideal. You should leave it for the Shabbos haba. Rashi Maseches Yuma explains that you need to be mesali to lechem from the shulchan and to put the second lechem on the table because the anacha rishona and put it on the table rather a second time. You have to take it off and put it on again because the first hanachas halechem was not kedin because you put it on Sunday. So when Shabbos comes, it's gonna be considered as if it just landed on the shulchan itself. So you never had the mitzvah of being misadarit. It's gonna be like a kof, like a monkey, like a maisa kof, like it just happened by itself, like a monkey did it. So therefore, Rashi Maseches Yuma says it doesn't just mean leave it on the table. It means when the next Shabbos comes, take it off and put it back on, so that you could do a maisa of sidur lechem apanim on the table. The Rambam, interestingly, sounds like he holds that you don't need to do that; that it's not necessary to take it off and put it back on. Sounds like he holds that it's not a maisa kof. So the Kutei Halachos and the Chaznish explain that the Rambam holds that the whole idea of that you can't have the lechem be on the table as a maisa kof, that you need to be mekadeshit, is only when you're being mekadeshit shalom Bizmano, like Kiddush B'Leili Shabbos. But when it comes to Kiddush B'Zmano B'Yoma Shabbos, then Ravashi, who we'll see later, is going to be Moda, that the Lechem is Mekadesh, is Mekudash, even if no one is actually Mesadrit at that time. That's how they explain the Shitas Rambam, why it's not a problem of a Maisa Kof. Says the Gemara now, Tanan Nasim, we have a Mishnah. Amar Leh, this Mishnah, at first glance, has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, but it's a Mishnah in Tamina, and we'll see how it connects. It's talking about what they would do each morning in the Beis HaMikdash when they were getting everyone going, getting the Avodah started. So Tanan Hasam, Amalem, the Mamuna called out, Tzu'uru u'mi giezman shchita, let's go see if the time of shchita has arrived. Who is the Mamuna? So Rashi says in Maseches Yuma that the Mamuna is the Sagan. And Tosfos just says, well, it doesn't sound like that because there's Yerushalmi that goes through the five responsibilities that the Sagan has, and it doesn't list this as one of the responsibilities. So Tos says that the Mamuna is the guy who was in charge of the payasos, who was in charge of raffling off the different parts of the avoda. He was called the Mamuna, but it's not the Sagan. The Achronim try to be Miyashiv Rashi, that maybe it's Tana V'Shir, the Yerushalmi mentions some of the jobs of the Mamuna, but maybe the Mamuna has other jobs as well. Fine. But anyway, Amalem Mamuna, there's also a Furisha Gemara that sounds like Rashi. Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yates says that the Kohen Gadol is Omid Beshura and he's Mesnachim Me'acherim when the Kohen Gadol is in Avelus and the Sagan Mi'amino Rosh Pesav Mi'smolo, and the Gemara says Hu Sagan Hainu Sagan Hainu Mimuna, that the Sagan is the Mimuna. So it's enough in a Gemara that's like Rashi. So it tells us on Rashi that it's against the Yerushalmi, but it's like the Bavli. Rashi could just hold his Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, who the Mimuna is. But anyway, whoever he is, he says, let's see if it's the Zman Shechita. Higia Haro, Im Higia, if it's already reached the time of Shechita, Haro Omer Barkai. The Ro would scream out, Barkai. Matasi ben Shmuel, Omer Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach Hacha Bechevron. Matasi ben Shmuel would then ask him, hey, is it totally light? Is the whole eastern side of the sky light all the way till Chevron? Vomer Hein. And he would say, yes, if it was true. V'lamu hutzruchu l'kach, why do they need to go through this whole procedure? Shepam achas alamar alavana, because one time the moon was shining very bright, v'dimu sheheir mizrach, and they thought that it was heir mizrach. So shechtu satamid v'otziyu l'beis hasreifa. So they shechtu the carbon tamid, and they were motzi the carbon tamid to the beis hasreifa. They had to end up burning the carbon tamid, because they shechted it at night. V'oridu kohen gadol beis hatvila, and the kohen gadol had to, then, meaning now, this is the next thing. So once they saw it was light, the next step was, haridu kohen gadol. The Kohen Gadol will have to go be Tovel himself. Here's the rule in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who defecates at any point requires Tevilah. Anyone who urinates needs to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before he does anything else. Tanei Avud Rabbi Yavin. Lo zu bilvad, ela afilu olasov shenimilka b'layla, u'mincha shenikmetza b'layla, teitzu the Beis HaSreifa. Even if you have an olasov that had a malika done at night, or a karb mincha that the kmitza was done at night, even that would be taitz in the base of Shreifa. The halacha is it would have to go and be burnt. So it's not just a carbon that's shechted at night. So it says more, Bishlama Ola Sa'of, Mishum Dolaev Shalah Dura. Okay, the Ola Sa'of part we get. Why would it have to be Yotzi in the base of Shreifa if the Malika was done at night? Because you can't undo the Malika and then do it again during the daytime because the animal's dead. So you can't do Malika on a dead animal. So I understand very well. That's just going to be puzzle. You're going to have to burn it. You ruined it. Ela Mincha, Efshut. If you took the kmitza at night and that kmitza didn't count, it was a pasul of kmitza, so good, put it back and do it again during the daytime. Meaning if it was a kosher kmitza, so I understand you can't do it again, you already did your kmitza, but it's a pasul of kmitza anyway, so just do it again. So hutani lava hu amala. So he explained out klisharis mekadshin shalo bezmanon, that when you do a kmitza during the nighttime, even though it's not the zman, the klisharis is mekadesh shalo bezman, that it does have the ability to be mekadesh that kmitza. Once it's mekadesh that kmitza, then you can't just go put it back, because you can't mix something that has kedusha of the kmitza and mix it in with the shirayim and then do a kmitza all over again. So it is mekadesh. It's just that it's not, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. So frankly, our meisvei kol karv beyom kadosh beyom. We have a brisa that tells us that anything that's brought during the daytime, any carbon of the daytime, it can only become kadosh in the klisharis during the daytime. Belaila kadosh belaila. Any nighttime carbon can only become kadosh in the klisharis at night. Bein b'yom, bein b'layla, things that can be brought either at day or at night, kadosh bein b'yom, bein b'layla, can become kadosh during the day or the night. But what do we see from there? Kalakarav b'yom, kadosh b'yom, b'yom in b'layla lo, things that are brought during the daytime, like the karban mincha, only have kedusha b'kli during the day, not during the night. So what are you telling me? If I took the kmitza during the night, it already has kedusha? Not so. It says beferish that it could only be kadosh during the day. So we're back to the question: why don't you just put the kmitza back and do it over again? Says Gemara: no, eino kadosh li karev, aval kadosh lifsal. There are two levels of kedusha. There's kedusha to the fullest extent that you're able to actually be makrevit. That can't happen at night. If you took the kmitza at night, you can't then burn that kmitza on the mizbeach. It doesn't have that kind of kedusha, but it has enough kedusha to cause a psul. It just has just enough kedusha to really mess things up. So most of Rabbi Zeira sidra salechem asabzichin achar Shabbos. Here's the connection to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said if you're masada the lechem and the bezichin on Sunday, v'ikter asabzichin b'Shabbos, and you're makta the bezichin on Shabbos, psula, it's pasul. Ketzed yase, what should you do? Yani chen the Shabbos haba, just leave it till the next Shabbos. Shafil al shulchan yom ram main mekach klum, because you leave it on the shulchan is only as you want, it's fine. Oh, but v'yisal kadaita klisharis mekadshin shalob ezmanon liktosh v'lifsal. But if you say that a klisharis could be mekadish shalob ezmanon, so when you put it on the shulchan at the wrong time, what do you mean? Just leave it on the table and it will become kadosh next Shabbos, and that will start the clock and you leave it on the table for a week. No, the second you put it on the shulchan, the klisharis of the shulchan should have been mekadish it to the point that it should become pasul. The clock should start right then and it should become pasul. So Rabbah, man the kamosiv, shapir kamosiv. So Rabbah says, you know, that's a very good question. The one who's asking the question is asking very good. Avod Rabbi Yavin Nami Masnisa Kamar, Kasav Laila in Mukhusman, Hayam Mukhusan Zman. But he says, you know, he's quoting a braisa, he's not saying it on his own, and therefore you can't take it lightly. And the Tan of Rabbi Avin holds that Laila is not Mukhusus Man, because the Laila is holy chachar Ayob. And that's why the Klisharis has the ability to be Mekadesh the Kometz, because it's still considered the Zman. It's just not, you just can't do the Avoda during that time. But Yomim is Mechusus Man. So the Lechem that's put on the table on Sunday, it's not even Mekadesh Lipasel. Meaning, what do we say? That when you put it on Shalob Zmano, it has enough Kedusha to really mess it up. But what kind of Shalob Zmano? It's at least on the right day, it's just the wrong time of the day. It's at nighttime instead of daytime. But when you're totally off, you're days early on the Lechem HaPanim, you put it on Sunday, it didn't belong on the Shulchan until Shabbos, well then it doesn't even have the ability to be Mekadesh Lifsal. But sof, frak the Gemara, kimati leili dvei shimshi liktosh v'lifsal, when the first Shabbos comes, the night of the first Shabbos comes, shouldn't it become Kadosh then and Pasul? Because what did we say? That if it's on the Shulchan on totally the wrong day, then it's going to be, it's not even enough Kedusha to make it Pasul. But if it's on the right day, the wrong time of day, it should be Pasul. So that first Friday night is the right day, wrong time of day, because it's not supposed to go on the Shulchan until the next day, Shabbos. So now you've hit a point where it's the right day, wrong time of day. That should be enough to mess it up. That should be enough to make it possible. So Rava says, you're right, it should be, and that's why we have to be talking about a case where you took it off Friday night. You removed it before Shabbos started, and you put it back on the next day. It's Kadam Masilek. You took it off before Ben Hashemashos, and you put it back on the next day, during the daytime. Because Eino Chinami, had it stayed on the Shulchan during that same Shabbos, where it's going to be Kadosh, but at the nighttime of that Shabbos, it would have apostled it. So if you put it on Sunday, it stayed on Sunday until Friday, took it off Friday afternoon, put it back on Shabbos morning, and then it stayed on for the whole week. That's the case. He says, it doesn't have to be that. Kiven de sidra shloka mitzvaso, nasa kamisha sidra kof. Now you don't have to worry that on Shabbos anything is going to happen in terms of passeling it, because since you were mesadar at shloka mitzvaso originally, you put it on Sunday, so the fact that it remains there is like sidra akof. This is what we were referring to before, that it's like a maisa kof. It's as if there was no action done by a human being, and therefore it's nothing that's going to be mekadeshit. So and Rashi says, "Ein shulchan mekadesh afilu bizmano." If it was sidra akof, then even bizmano the shulchan is not going to be mekadesh. It sounds like you can only have kedusha on the sidur lechem apanim if there's a maisa sidur done by a person. Without a maisa sidur done by a person, there can't be any kedushas lechem upon him. Okay, next mishnah. Shtei lechem nechalos in pachas mishnayim v'lo yosal shlosha. The shtei lechem can be eaten for no less than 2 days, no more than 3 days. Ketzad shtei lechem is on shavuos. So how does that work out? Nefels me'erev yomtov, nechalos b'yomtov l'shnayim. Typical year, it would be baked on erev yomtov, eaten on yomtov. That's 2 days. Chal yomtov liyosachar shabbos nechalos l'shlosha. What if yomtov falls out on Sunday? So you can't bake it on erev yomtov because erev yomtov is Shabbos. So when do you need to bake it? You need to bake it on Friday. And when are you going to eat it? Sunday. That's 3 days. That's a total of 3 days. Lechem apanim, when it comes to lechem apanim, nechol in pachos mitisha v'lo yosar al-achadasar. It's eaten no less than 9 days after the day it was baked, counting the day it was baked, and no more than 11. Ketzad, nefem erev Shabbos v'nechol b'Shabbos l'tisha. Typical week, you bake it erev Shabbos of the previous week, you put it on the shulchan the next day, and then you don't take it off the shulchan to eat it till the following Shabbos. That's a total of 9 days. But chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos, but what if Erev Shabbos is a Yom Tov, so you can't even bake it on Erev Shabbos, Nech La Sara. So then, you bake it on Thursday, so now it's going to be a total of 10 days. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, what if Thursday, Friday is Rosh Hashanah, so you can't bake it at all in Rosh Hashanah, you got to bake it then Wednesday, Nech La Chalasar. Then it's going to be 11 days. Frekt Rashi, not going to be 11, that should be 12, because if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, when's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the following Shabbos, so you can't eat it the following Shabbos, Yom Kippur. So Rashi just says, you gotta keep thinking over here, that should be 12 days. So says Rashi, no, it's not 12 days, because Lein Kachim, the Lailas Holech Achara Yom. We follow the night that follows the day is considered part of the day when it comes to Kachim. Unlike normally in the Jewish calendar where night comes first, in Kachim, the night comes last. So since you're going to be able to eat it next Motzai Shabbos, that counts as still the 11th day, it's not yet the 12th day. Ve'en Adoch Halos Shabbos Yom Tov, it's not Adoch Mincha Shabbos or Yom Tov, meaning you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him or the shtei lechem on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And that's why we have all these numbers of how many days. So no, you can bake it on Yom Tov. You just can't bake it on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you can't bake the lechem upon him in Yom Kippur. Amar Avinu, divrei Amar and Darman and Davos ain't craving be Yom Tov. The shita that holds that you're not allowed to bring the Darman and Davos on Yom Tov, lo tema midaraisa mixa chazu for Rabbanan hu degazur shlo yisha. Don't think that it's din daraisa really you're allowed to bring it, and it's only midarabbanan they were afraid that you're going to delay all of your Nadarman and Davos until Yom Tov. If we allowed you to bring it on Yom Tov, they made it din darabbanan not to bring the Darman and Davos on Yom Tov. Don't think that. No. El midaraisa nami lo chazu. Even midaraisa, you're not allowed to bring the Darman and Davos on Yom Tov. Tashtei alechem de chovas hayom hu, v'lekel meimar shemi yisha. Because the shtei alechem is chovas hayom, it's not Nadar Medavos. Shtei alechem is a chiyuv. And still, and there's nothing to say, there's no concern of Shemi Yisha, because you're only allowed to bring them on Yantiv, and still the Katani, and Nadoch, Allah Shabbos, Allah Yantiv. Still, you're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos and Yantiv. So you see, the fact that you're not allowed to do these optional kinds of Karbanos things, or these additional kinds of Karbanos issues on Shabbos and Yantiv, is a Dinda or Raisa. If it weren't a Dinda or Raisa, then you would be allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yantiv itself. Okay, Hadron Lech Shtei Alechem, Yitzchem tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll start the 12th parak of Maseches.